doing, Robbo?
Now, pizzas. That is the topic for today. More specifically, wood fire pizzas.
Yes.
Is there a big difference, you reckon?
Yeah, there's a huge difference.
Yeah.
And also, it's about the base as well. You know, the thick base or the flat base. Thin crust. Well, I think they call them thin crust, thick crust.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm all about the thin crust.
Oh, I like the thin crust too. And if you go to Italy, that's what you get.
Well, pretty much. It's traditional, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
I don't know. When did the thick base get introduced then? We should have done a research on that.
Yeah, possibly. But, yeah, I don't know. But, you know, yeah, it went to the real thick ones and the cheese and the crust and the whole thing. But, no,
you think
that's
an Australianified thing?
Well, American-Australianified thing, I reckon.
Possibly, yeah.
Yeah. Okay, but look, good wood-fire pizzas. Particularly getting into winter, there's nothing better, I reckon,
than
a little glass of vino and a lovely
pizza.
I don't
mind that combination either. Yes. Yeah.
Before we look at some places for wood-fire ones,
what's
your favourite toppings?
So I must keep it simple. I don't think, I know it's very Australian to throw everything, even, you know, an egg on a pizza, but I actually think keep it simple, and I'm all about olives and some salami and some cheese, of course.
I don't like the tone of your voice when you say an egg. Come on.
Well, I know you like to put an egg on everything.
Yeah, well, that's very true. I'd put an egg on an egg.
Hey. You would.
Okay, so keeping it simple. So what do you got for us this morning then?
Well, there's a lovely new place that's just popped up, which is Bennett Street Cafe. It's sort of out of someone's backyard. It's really kind of, they've opened their garage door and wham, there's a cafe.
Right.
And they do coffee, but they also do some fabulous pizzas. And you can pre-order those, so on a Friday, from 12 to 3. And then Saturday and Sunday, I think you can drop in and just grab a pizza. So lunchtime.
Okay.
And they do the proper buffalo mozzarella kind of margarita style pizza.
Oh, lovely.
And you can throw some olives on there too.
Yeah, yeah. Always love the olives.
Yeah, exactly.
Sounds lovely.
Yeah, so they do a great one. So that's the Bennett Street Cafe. They're in Long Gully. And then in the city, the Wine Bank on View Street, they do a Friday night pizza night, which I think is good. They've got a wood-fired pizza at the back, and it's fabulous. So you can, and I think they sort of do a certain amount, and then they sell out.
Yeah.
So you've got to get in early.
Yeah.
The key here is get in early.
Yeah, of course, yeah.
Because they go.
Yeah, no question about that.
Yeah. Now, I think if you're looking for a few, if you like your thicker cruster, is that even a word? Thicker cruster? Did I actually Italianize that?
Yeah, you did Italianize that.
Then I think Clogs have been doing it for a very long time, and they're doing something right. It's always busy. There's lots going on there. So that's my go-to. And then there's a new one, relatively new in the Clogs kind of, scheme of things, which is Luciano Pizza, and they're on Macrae Street.
Right. I love the name. My son, if I had had my way, would have been Luciano.
Really?
Yeah.
Luciano. Is that a boy's name? Luciano?
Yeah.
Ah.
And Luch for short.
Oh, that's cute.
I know. It's terrific.
Yeah.
But he ended up a Liam, but that's okay.
Yeah.
But yeah. Italy, Ireland. Hey, that's a man of you. Yeah. Sounds great.
Where do you go for your pizza, out of interest?
I would probably just be a Domino's man, to be perfectly honest.
My kids are Domino's kids.
Yeah, and they do a lovely one with prawns, garlic prawns. And you talk about fancy
toppings.
Oh,
my God, that's really fancy.
But really good.
Garlic prawns.
I got caught. I was in Geelong for a few days on my holidays.
Yeah.
And I got caught, went to a place, we ordered a prawn pizza. Now, I knew there was a bit of chili in it. I couldn't eat it. And in fact, my partner went back and said, listen, you should have warned us. This is ridiculous. And even for her, who loves it, it was mad. So we sent it back.
Yeah.
It's the only time I've done it. They were very nice. And in fact, the chef and one of the waiters came out afterwards and said, we tried some of it. They had a new chili paste that they put on it. And they said, it was far hotter than we realised.
Right.
But I tell you what, my old bald scone was like a lake. It was sweating that much.
Yeah, that must have been hot.
Yeah, no, it was hot. So just before we talk about next week's show, a lot of people with the wood fire pizzas actually now get them themselves. And you've got, the brick looks like an igloo out the back of your house. And a lot of people are doing that now.
Oh, my husband has been yearning for one for many years, and I finally caved.
Oh, really?
It's in our garden design, which is about to happen.
Terrific.
Our landscaping, and he's got himself a wood fire pizza. So you can come to my place.
I was going to say I'm looking forward to my invitation.
I'll even put prawns on there for you.
So, next week.
Well, it's a very special week coming up. Robbo, next week.
Mummy's Day.
It's Mummy's Day, yeah. So I was thinking maybe we could just give some of our listeners some ideas or suggestions on how to really spoil your mum.
Yeah, that sounds
for Mother's
lovely.
Day, like lovely events that are on or where to take them for a really special time.
All right, that sounds fabulous, Reece. So listen, have a great week and look forward to having a chat next week.
Yeah, will do. Thanks, Robbo.